Lecture, Admissibility Has a Shape. Good morning. Last time, we talked about persistence. About the simple fact that most things don't last long enough for rules to matter. Today, I want to show you something slightly unsettling. Even among things that could last, most still don't. Because persistence is not evenly distributed. Let me start with a picture. Imagine a huge empty field covered in fog. Somewhere in that fog are places you can stand without sinking. Most places aren't. From far away, the field looks open. From close up, it's mostly traps. That's what possible theories look like. We often talk as if nature had many equally good options. As if the universe stood in front of a menu and picked one. That picture is wrong. Most options aren't options at all. They collapse immediately. Here's today's key idea. Admissibility has a shape. Not everything that can be written down can survive contact with itself. Think about balancing a pencil on its tip. You can do it, for a moment. But tiny disturbances grow. The pencil falls. That balance point exists. It's allowed. It's just not stable. Now imagine the pencil lying flat. Small nudges don't matter. It stays put. Both positions obey physics. Only one persists. That difference is the shape. Some changes fade away. You bump the system, it settles back. Other changes stick around. And some changes explode and destroy everything. This isn't moral. It isn't chosen. It's structural. Physicists give names to this. Stable directions. Neutral directions. Forbidden directions. But you don't need the words to get the idea. Some ways of being wrong are survivable. Some are not. Here's why this matters. If you start near a stable region, lots of messy details don't matter. Different materials. Different starting points. Different microscopic stories. They all slide toward the same behavior. This is why very different systems end up looking the same. People call this universality and treat it like magic. It's not. It's crowding. There just aren't many places you can stand. So everything piles up there. Let me give you a real-world example. Think about traffic flow. Individual drivers are different. Cars are different. Roads are different. And yet, traffic jams look the same everywhere. Not because drivers are coordinated, but because there are only a few stable ways for many cars to move together. Everything else turns into chaos. This geometric view changes the question we ask. Instead of, why did the universe choose this law? We ask, which regions don't instantly collapse? Instead of imagining selection, we look for non-empty space. And here's something subtle. The thinner the safe region, the more special the survivors look. When only a narrow path works, anything on it feels finely balanced. But balance is not design. It's survival. You'll see this again later. Tiny numbers. Delicate relationships. Strange coincidences. They won't be signs of tuning. They'll be signs of fragility. Records of how many ways things could have failed and didn't. So here's today's takeaway. The universe doesn't explore possibilities evenly. Most of them end immediately. What remains traces out a shape, thin, curved, and unforgiving. And that shape is what we call admissibility. Next time, we'll stand still on that shape. We'll talk about fixed points. Why laws aren't rules the universe follows, but places it can't leave. See you next class.